This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. It is July 1, free agency in hockey, Canada Day, Bulldog's birthday. To different extents, we're celebrating all of these things in studio, the Just Called Jed Studios today, by the way. Glad to have you with us, even including those of you who watch the stream on Twitch and YouTube. Thanks for that. With us now on the Western Hotline is Rob Ray, who goes back, Bulldog, I mean, a long time with you. I thought it'd be great to talk to Rob today, considering everything that's happening. Rob?
Good Lord, we do.
Thank you.
What Hall of Fame is next for you, by the way?
I don't know, guys. 2025 must be a really slow year out there, so they're just trying to fill holes.
Buffalo broadcasters.
Right. On the heels of the Sabres honor from this past January as well. So, we go way back. I was interning, I think, when I met you.
Yeah, we used to do those remote shows at different places, and that went on for a few years. It was good. We always had fun. You're one of the few people that I think really can relate to me and understand me.
Well, I take that as a very high compliment.
No, you should, because there's not many people out there that can.
Bulldog gets you, Rob, you're saying. He gets you.
Yeah, and like I said, my family doesn't even get me sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I sat and watched you sign every autograph for every kid countless times, hours past your, you know, arranged time for the hour for our show. And I'm going to tell you this, like, not that I would never put myself on a par with you from a popularity standpoint, but I took notes from you, like how you treated people. I learned a lot sitting next to you. You might not have thought that I was taking notes, but I was taking notes.
And I think that's smart. I think you learn from your elders a little bit, and I learned from other guys and family, and so you pass those traits on, dog. And it's good that, you know, you're open enough and not too proud that you can't learn along the way, so that was good.
Elders? Rob, I'm 60 today.
Yeah, well, there's not many people older than what you are, but, you know, they even though they're gone, you still have to consider those as help along the way.
Rob, using the Paul material here, which I appreciate.
Don't compare me to Paul, please. I will hang this phone up right now.
Did you have to learn that sort of magnanimous approach to fans? And, you know, because sometimes I'm sure it can be frustrating, but was that something that came naturally to you, or did you maybe have a mentor or somebody you looked up to in this way?
Nah, you know what? I grew up in a town that only had 1,200 people, and when you where you knew everybody and you didn't want to pick anybody off, or you didn't want to be friends with, because there was only a few people there. So, no, I think it's this way my family was all the time. My family had a business, a farm machinery business, and growing up and just watching how my mom and dad treated people when they came into our place. And I think it was just, you know, kind of the way everybody was. And it just kind of instilled you. But there was guys like, you know, when I first got here, Mike Ramsey, Mike Foligno, all those kind of guys that really took the time, pulled you aside, and, you know, gave you hints on how to deal with different situations and deal with people too, because they had gone through it in a totally different way. So, yeah, I think you're crazy if you don't learn from people that have gone through it. And, you know, I respect the heck out of those guys, so I was more than willing to sit back and take in everything they were going to offer.
Well, I'll say that I also have admired that about you from the 716 days, and even while being the way you are, having fun to, you know, poke fun at certain fans like that Rangers guy.
Except for that time when that Ranger guy wanted to really fight
you. Yes. Some people just deserve it.
Sometimes
if you're going to put yourself out there like that, sometimes you just have to expect it, and you better have thick enough skin to take it. That's the problem now. Too many don't have thick enough skin to take it.
And that's where you come in. Rob Ray on the Wester Hotline. So are you, I'm feeling maybe not, but are you sort of like glued to social media today, tracking signings?
No. No. You know what? By the time the season's over, I just had enough, and I just kind of walk away for a few months, and then I'll start looking at it later on. Like even, you know, going down to see the kids at Dev Camp and that, whatever. You know, I'll see those guys in a few years, and right now I just, hey, it's family time. It's my time. I served my sentence all winter, and now it's time for myself.
Works.
I can get behind that. Yeah. Well, what do you think of the idea that Byram is like the last piece? I mean, I assume you are following it closely enough to know that the Sabres have been efforting to trade this player, and that they have, I think, a pretty significant hole to replace because of the Paterka move. I like the players they got in the Paterka trade, but I think they need to turn Byram into something to help supplement what they lost in Paterka's offense. What do you think of that?
Well, Bowen Byram is, he's a heck of a player, and everybody knows it out there. So what if you are going to move him, you're going to should get a really nice return for it, and you should be able to fill the holes that you have by doing that. If you don't trade him, then who cares? He's fantastic. You sign him and let him continue to play, and your D got even better. But no, you know what? It's a game. You don't do it all at once. It's one leads to another, you know, you let Sam go today and, you know, you save a couple million bucks. You can use that towards something else. I think the whole plan is all the time with anybody, it's the little ones adding up to make that bigger one it just doesn't always come at once. It may take some time.
How about sort of like the youth at this point on the Sabres, Rob? It's been a young team for a long time. You had Kulik emerge this year. I think maybe we wanted to be hopeful, and still can be, that like there'll be a Rochester influx coming, but I don't know, it hasn't really manifested yet. And you hear Kevin Adams talking a lot about like pushing this year. I think, you know, re-signing the guys they did late in the season in Zucker and Greenway was, a move toward that. So there's got to be some urgency here, I would think, at this point.
No, yeah, but there's a key of signing those guys, because they're well-respected in the room and in different ways and with different groups. Not one guy influences a whole group, so you have to have different style of players, different personalities to influence, you know, the different players you have in your team. I think that's a smart move on their part. They're so well respected that, you know, they become those leadership roles, and even if they don't know it, they're in it, that it's smart. And I think the young guys you have, yeah, we have a young team, but they've been through an awful lot, man. They've had highs, lows, you know. So these guys are maturing so much quicker than guys, and getting the opportunity to play faster than guys on other teams, maybe even better teams, because A, they're not playing as much, they don't play as big a role. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And I think that hopefully the young guys that are here are taking all that in, and it speeds that process up a little bit.
Sabres have signed goalie Alex Lyon today, and also winger Justin Danforth, who spent 4 years with Columbus, 31 goals in 4 seasons. Goalie is interesting right now, Rob.
Yeah.
With this move with Lyon, not for big money, but somebody who's been in the league a long time. Seems right to me that they would have wanted to add a veteran goalie. He comes in for Reimer, I guess. But what do you think they should do or will want to do with their other goalies, namely Luukkonen and Levi? Is it a sign that maybe Levi is still maybe destined for Rochester, or should they want to move somebody? What do you like here?
It does open that door if they did decide to move somebody, but I think you got to have that third guy, even that fourth guy that maybe in your mind is always pushing the other guys too. They got to get better. They get pushed. If they get comfortable, then they're not improving the same. You know, Lyon's been around. He's been around a lot of different places. You've got to keep Luukkonen and Levi playing as much as possible, whether it's here, there. You know, I don't think you have one here play a majority of the games, the other guy sitting on the bench. I don't know if that's good for them. I think as much as they can play, it's going to be better off for them. A guy like Lyon's coming in is kind of the outsider. He could be that guy that, you know, just sort of plays the minimum and allow these other two guys to battle it out. So whether it's here or in Roch, but it's a position you got to play. It's not a position you can get better in practice. Yeah, you work on fundamentals in practice and all that, but it's totally different in the game. So whomever and both of those guys, I would say they're at the top of your priority list, that you've got to play them and have them play as much as they can in either place. And you can't have them sitting for long periods of time and not thinking that, oh, you're just being a third goalie here and, you know, you're going to play sparingly and all of a sudden you get three guys even in practice. You don't get the same net time. You don't get the same work time. It's tough. So whatever Lyons is here all year as a backup role and you know, Levi up and down, or the two of them are here and Lyons down there, they got to play, and especially Levi and Luukkonen.
Well, I definitely agree, and it took them a while here. I mean, it's wild to think about how it started for Levi showing up at the end of that season right out of college and goes right in and plays, and then that the new season comes around, and he's opening night, and like, here we go, and that lasted like four games or something, or I don't even know. But now they're letting him cook, and I think that's good.
I think it is, too. I think you look at all the good teams in the past, those kids have, as you said, cooked in the minors and learned. And then, you know, they start coming up together. It's hard when one or two comes up at a time. You want, you know, two or three of them coming up and they're a part of it. But I just think with the goaltending thing, they mature at different times, too. It's very similar to a D. Some guys are on a faster pace, some guys are on a different pace. But I think it's important, too, having them here for periods of time, A, learning the league, learning the players, being around the NHL side is much more inspiring, that if you do go back down, it keeps pushing you, know what you're missing to work to get back here too.
I have a feeling I know the answer we'll get to this, but this is another off season here where harder to play against. Size certainly seems to be at a premium for them, with certainly some of the draft picks that were made on Friday and into Saturday, Rob. I say it's familiar because last year was a lot of this too. They kind of remade the third and fourth lines both, really. And now we're kind of doing that again to an extent. Would you say that is certainly called for? Is it the thing that might be what's holding them back the last few years, that they just don't have enough pushback and enough size and toughness to handle the heavier teams?
Well, I think they did a decent job last year filling in that third, fourth line, but I think the big thing they're trying to do now is stiffen up that defensive core a little bit. You know, Darlene Power, these guys, Byron, you know, they're not going to be your most physical guys out there, but you need somebody to carry that load. And I think by bringing in a couple of guys that they did, that it will help in the defensive zone. It'll be, you know, a little harder to play in front of the net, a little harder in the corners, all that kind of thing. And then it loosens up those guys as well. If everybody's the same kind of player, it's hard. But if you got, you know, a little bit of grit on each pairing, then it makes such a huge difference. It just takes the wear and tear away from, you know, Dolls and Powers and these guys, where they can go play their game. So I like how they've put a little size and a little more, you know, bite back there on the back end, and I think that's going to help huge.
Sabres announced the signing of Tyler Kozak to a three-year deal. Paul.
Yeah. Tyson Kozak.
Tyson Kozak. Thanks. Paul liked I'm only saying that Paul liked him, Rob. I'm not starting a Paul thing, but Paul liked Kozak last
year. That was one of the few smart things Paul said. Yeah. I love it. This kid is smart out there, and it's not all about, you know, the points and all that. He's so sound defensively. He reads the play really well. He's a great skater. You know, to play the game, he plays the game the right way. And I think he can play with just about anybody out there in any situation. I like the kid. I think he brings an awful lot. And, you know, a lot of the times maybe offensive side, everybody looks and, oh, he doesn't score enough. He brings so much more to the game, you know, by playing the game right than most do.
Florida, Rob.
Yeah,
so
pretty good, eh?
I'm guessing that's a team. Bulldog was just gaga over this Panthers team, how they play. You?
Yeah, but I'm not worried about them next year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really?
Why? They're not
even going to sober up in time by the time the season starts next year. So it's going to be a challenge for them. I do the same thing. But, no, it's deep, man. It's deep. You know, and you know what I like now that they're all starting to stay there, take less and stay. And, that's what you got to kind of build. These guys want to be a part of it. And it's not always the money. It's the majority of it's the winning and being in that atmosphere and around that. Listen to anybody and talk to guys around that organization, how tight these guys are. They spend a ton of time together. So it's a pretty cool place to be right now. It obviously changes in time, but it's so deep. They're so physical and hard to play against and in your face the whole time. They got great goaltending. It's offensively, they got guys that can fill the net. Yeah, it's a pretty nice group.
So best for the Sabres if they can play their three or four games against Florida right away.
Get them early.
Right away.
Florida early in the season.
Right.
Get them early.
That really turned pretty quickly You know, I mean, it's, you know, hard to maybe think back on because there are three straight Stanley Cup finals here now, but it wasn't that long ago, Rob. You'd turn a game on, you worked games there where you'd look at the crowd and think, like, how is this sustainable? There's just nobody here. I mean, it's just a terrible market.
I'm being in Florida one night, and RJ turning to me, and he goes, don't talk too loud because we're going to echo through the whole building because there was nobody there. There was 5,000 people or 8,000 people, whatever it was. And it just goes to show you that the product on the ice fills the building, and that's exactly what's happened there. And now it's a going concern. And now they think they're, you know, the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, it's tough, but it's just the way it is.
Speaking of the broadcast, before you go, Rob, we've all known Joe Pinter a long time. Sorry to read about his departure from the team.
Yep. No, Joe, good guy. I'll tell you what, the little bit I do know about this business, I learned from Joe. And he was such a great guy to work with and good friend. And you know what, it's pro sports, man, and everybody has shelf life, and everybody knows that going into it. And hey, Joe is a good enough guy, knows enough people, smart enough guy. He'll be doing something, and I think he's just happy to try something different.
Producer on the Sabres broadcast for a long time. Since they were on Empire, that's how I met Joe. Right. He was working in that role when I was over there.
Long time. Yeah, long time. He's been 35 years or so there.
37, I
More.
Read. Yeah, 37? Right. Yeah, 37. With the organization, not all in the same role that he had here, but I know he had that role for a good long time, for sure.
Yeah.
So what's the rest of the summer here? You got lacrosse, you got baseball, is the kid playing hockey?
Hockey here, a little hockey still. Kid's starting to get into the beer league, scene a little bit, so got to go to Chicago here next month for a camp.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Italy in August, family time.
Italy for hockey or a vacation?
No, vacation.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
They don't play hockey in Italy, do they?
I mean, they're hosting the Olympics, so yeah, there is
that
hockey.
Doesn't mean they've had the Olympics in China.
A lot of places. It's good, a lot good of point. Places.
They play hockey everywhere now, right?
If you got a speeding ticket in Italy, would you pay it?
Probably not.
Bulldog is still sitting on a speeding ticket from Spain last year. You know, he's just sort of waiting.
You ever plan on going back?
That's the thing. I feel like as long as I don't go to Spain, I think I might be okay.
Yeah, I think you're good. You're good.
He's worried about like adjacent countries. He's been thinking about Andorra recently.
At your age now, you should be staying put. You don't want to travel too far from home.
There it is. Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for this. Nice to talk to you again, and I'll see you around the Monsignor Martin lacrosse circles,
sir.
I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe next time we'll let you win.
that'd be great.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Work on that.
Good to talk to you, Rob. Appreciate
Happy
the time.
Birthday, Doug.
Thank you, buddy.
Have
really
a good
appreciate
one, man.
It.
See
you.
Right.
Yeah. Rob Ray on the Western Hotline. Yeah, you know, Joe's Canisius stuff.
Yeah. It's,
you know, you see Rob, he's one of the other team's parents. You can't really even talk to him. It's just like that.
And he's going to hit you with a, we'll let you win next time.
Yeah.
Ugh, tough.
You know, the rivalry is fierce.
Yeah.
So, Danforth happened while we were talking with Rob. 5'8", winger, 32. And he's, you know, been a role player by the numbers, it seems, for Columbus. But
right. Yeah.
Maybe you know, Lafferty? Right?
Lafferty kind of replacement? Sure, I guess. I didn't know that I needed a Lafferty replacement, but this is what this probably looks like.
And Kozak was in the organization already.
Yeah, yeah.
Was, you know.
Yeah, he was tendered the tendered RFA, yesterday. and they went ahead and just did a multi-year deal rather than let him play on that. And the year one of that is like two-way, so if he's in Rochester, it's a much lesser salary, but years two and three are not. And it's totally realistic to me at some point here, whenever the Krebs thing runs its full course here, if that's when his contract runs out or whatever it is, this guy is, I think, a ready-made fourth-line center.
Kozak.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll take a break. Keep everybody posted on any additional news here. Byram not yet traded, but there's been some speculation about that happening today over the course of the day. For now, we don't know of a move. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after the update. This is WGR. We continue on this July 1st. What we're doing is we're watching the wires.
Yes.
We're monitoring the wires to see about any news.
Oh, the ticker. The ticker. The ticker's on a paper.
The ticker.
Kids, there was a machine in the sports office at the WBEN studios when I started there. And I think still was operational when I left. I mean, I left there in the winter of 99. I think it was still being, it would just spit out baseball scores and tennis scores and transactions.
The best.
And just running constantly. The reams of paper. Oh, my God.
Someone with the background who would know all about this is joining us now on the Wester Hotline for Bulldog's birthday, and that is Tyler Dunn. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, what a festive occasion.
It is, isn't it?
Happy birthday, Bulldog.
This guy.
It's a great day.
Look at you.
It's a great day.
Wow.
I asked a couple of your biggest fans to call in.
These are all such nice surprises.
What do you mean? We have Tyler on to talk about NHL free agency.
You're right.
Did I tell you that part?
I'm not the guy to ask for that. I don't know.
Well, it was nice of you to call in anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm feeling emotional over here. Mike is going above and beyond here on my birthday.
I'm not the guy to talk about it either. Like Tyler and I, and maybe sometimes not even you, are going, you know, 15 rounds on the Justin Danforths of the world or anything like that. They tell me, you know, who he is, and I'll try to figure out something to say. But Tyler, if you don't mind, like the Sabres are in this kind of place here in this town where people are just sort of waiting for it to turn around, and we've all been waiting a long time. To me, and I don't really know exactly how closely you follow it, but it just doesn't seem maybe as bad as ever. I don't know. We're dying for something cool, for some sort of real progress.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I guess the advice would be just to fire up YouTube and look back at those old 1996 Derek Plant at the blue line firing at Ron Tugnutt game 7. I don't know. Like, we just have to kind of keep reliving those glory days. It's going to take, I'm no hockey expert, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to be one signing, right? Like, even if something splashy were to happen, it's the ethos of the roster kind of needs to change. It needs to get bigger and tougher, and guys that you fear game in and game out. It's going to take a lot of work. And I don't know. I mean, I want the hockey team to be good in this town. That's for damn sure. I think a lot of people probably have forgotten what it was really like. I mean, it was electric to walk into those games. I mean, hell, I remember just being at school at Ellicottville, and you're just looking at the clock at third period, and you're like, hell, can we get to 3:00 so we can get the hell out of here and drive up to the arena for this playoff game? You centered your entire life around these games, and even in the regular season. I mean, I remember having the old satellite dish, and like, you just prayed that maybe you got Don Cherry on Hockey Night in Canada or the Empire feed, and Dad's out there adjusting the dish, and you're screaming back and forth, oh, right there, stop it right there. And yes, you got the game, 36 of 82. I mean, it was, when the Sabres are good, it's a different world around here, but it's going to take more than one signing today. So I guess I didn't really get my hopes up either way. I'm not tracking it nearly as closely as you guys. It'll be a rebuild, something people are used to.
Yes. Well, I did, I shouldn't put it in this kind of framework, but the free agency day, July 1st, the draft last week, we kind of have to focus on the Sabres for these few days. And, to varying degrees, maybe there'll be reasons to. Certainly the draft gives you that, but it takes away from the Bills thing. And I've been like, whenever I think about the Bills season coming up, I just feel like this is really maybe their best opportunity to get that one seed, Tyler. Like the way the schedule fell, where they've got good opponents, I mean, huge games, but they're all home games. And the division just is, so-so, it seems. Now we had, Miami with that trade yesterday has people wondering if like they're even going forward intentionally at this point. So, Kansas City in a tougher AFC West, it's just kind of like time for the Bills to take advantage of that. Last year they came so close, but I think you can be, and maybe should be, really optimistic here.
I'm right there with you. I know we probably were speaking in these terms one way or another the last few seasons. But it does seem like the division, the conference, just the way these teams are kind of retooling these last 4, 5, 6 months. I mean, the Bills are in a very, very healthy place. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Miami, just it is interesting with what they're doing. I love the trade for them. I think Minka Fitzpatrick is somebody you want in your locker room. Jalen Ramsey is somebody you don't want in your locker room at this point. But they, you know, they kind of lifted Tua up while he's on that rookie deal. They paid him, and now they're needing to kind of work around the fringes. It's on Tua to kind of lift everybody else up. And that's a difficult bet to make in cold weather games with his concussion history. I think the Patriots are coming. The Patriots are going to be good with Mike Vrabel and Elliott Wolf and how they've kind of rebuilt that thing. Talk about getting tougher. I mean, every pick, every signing, everything they've done all offseason long has Vrabel's fingerprints all over it. And Drake May, with a Diggs-like trade, I don't know what you get out of Diggs himself at this point, but if they can get a stud receiver like the Bills got in 2020, he could take a Josh Allen-like leap. I mean, he's freakishly talented, but it's not time yet. So, yeah, I guess that's a roundabout way of saying the division should be Buffalo's. They'll face the Chiefs in the playoffs, and then we'll see if all these guys they drafted on defense, all the guys they signed on defense, can deliver different results. It's crazy, but I think everybody, again, just wants to slam that simulate to January button for the Bills.
Right. I really like thinking about Miami here, and a culture cleanse seems like it was in order, and it seems like maybe that is exactly what they're doing. And now Waller today, a lot of tight end news. You Waller. Must love this, right, Tyler? Like, you're the tight end you over there, you are. And, there's another a move there to try to replace. I mean, I don't know how well that'll go, but that's a pretty wild story Waller's had, like, life-wise, career-wise even.
That's a hell of a tight end room. I mean, like, you've got Darren Waller and his past is well documented, his drug abuse, the fact that he's alive is a miracle, and he even went through it like that last year with the Giants and kind of opened up on that as well. But, you know, I spent some time with Julian Hill this offseason. He's right. Probably going to get more snaps and more targets, and he's somebody that grew up homeless in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Actually, that's where I had my first job. And he's just living house to house, floor to floor, sleeping with the cockroaches, like witnessing some absolutely brutal domestic abuse. His mom just couldn't shake her drug habit, and he opened up on everything. We've got a series up at the site.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what a shameless plug. I know. I'm very sorry. But he's somebody that probably is going to play a bigger role. So the Dolphins are always fascinating. But it's weird. Like, if they've got Tyreek Hill and Waddle and Tua and Devon Achane, like they've got weapons, I guess you have to take them serious. They did take the Bills down to the wire, and it required a 61-yard field goal from Tyler Bass. It's just until they win a game when it's 3 degrees, I guess nobody's going to take them serious, right? They're a fair-weather team, it seems, until they can prove otherwise.
Literally, yeah. Darren Waller, last seen just missing the connection with Tyrod Taylor on that Sunday night game here with the Giants, which would have been for the win on the last play. First and goal from the one. Where was Barkley? Didn't get the ball there. Didn't get the call there. He said it was Tyrod Taylor to Darren Waller. Incomplete. Well, Tyler, great to talk to you. Thanks for being a part of our being at our party today. And we'll catch up again soon.
Hey, is it 60 wings or 60 shots for the Bulldog tonight?
Wow.
Dude, I have so little chance at competing in any way, shape, or form in any of that.
You were ready to party when we were hanging out at that Sabre game. You're like, hey, let's hit the town.
Yeah, that I remember. That you know what that was? That was a bet I was willing to make that you'd say no.
let's go out after bet.
And I got cred for trying to be the ringleader. Like, oh, Bulldog, man, he's still raring to go. Like, no, when you said no, I was like, thank God almighty, Jesus.
life, right? Nobody actually wants to hang out.
No.
This happened to me last week after that draft I went to. It was late on a Thursday night, and suddenly, like, five guys were like, let's go somewhere else. And they picked out a place. So everybody piles out and heads for their cars. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm doing this. And then somebody said, oh, it's closed. I'm like, bye. got out of that one.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks, Tyler.
Hey, thank you, guys. Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks, dude. Really appreciate it. Really nice. All right.
Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com.
60 wings. Oh, I had a single order of wings a couple Saturdays ago after golf. I brought 5 home for my wife.
What's the single going to be at
this establishment? 10 wings.
Five. So 6 is the number Tyler wanted.
And I was hungry when I started eating. Like, I'm cooked.
The 6 wing challenge is what you should be.
What the heck is that?
Should be brought to you.
Week.
We will talk to Paul Hamilton at 5. The Sabres have made a couple of signings today official. I'm not sure Justin Danforth has been made official yet. Bob McKenzie reporting that. No news on Byram. We will see what happens. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Again, Paul, in about 20 minutes. This is WGR. Welcome back. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here on this July 1st. Keeping tabs on everything going down in hockey. We've had the Sabres signing goalie Alex Lyon, reportedly signing 32-year-old 5'8 winger Justin Danforth, late of Columbus, and re-signing Tyson Kozak, who was tendered yesterday. They had his rights. Bulldog, good of you mentioning Darren Waller there. I forgot about that this morning. Shocking news on ADP chasing that Miami was signing Darren Waller out of retirement. With us now to celebrate your birthday, someone that you've admired for a long time, Adam Krautwurst, wanted to jump in on the festivities today. And you must be thinking a lot about Darren Waller and Bulldog today, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. I'm happy you guys reached out. I was hoping I would get the call to come on for Bulldog's birthday today, the big 6-0, I heard.
Well, no. I mean, absolutely. What I really wanted, Mike knows me so well, that what I really would have wanted on my 60th birthday in the middle of summer, July 1st, free agency day, is, not poignant fantasy content. So, like, this is perfect.
It's more, again,
we're here for it.
life content.
Yeah. Well, how you doing, man?
I love it. Doing well. How about yourself? I heard there was a big Darren Waller signing today. Relevant.
That's why we called you.
Good news.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm in for my last pick to be Darren Waller, for sure. He's got to be as good as Jonnu Smith, right? No?
I mean, maybe that's interesting. I want to be careful on Waller. Because, like, he's not in the league. And he said he would play for Miami. Which, you know, what about Miami would be so appealing? Maybe the weather? Maybe to be in Miami?
The lifestyle? Yeah, right. Yeah,
I think I read that he wasn't, like, looking to go anywhere else. So the Giants probably happily took a draft pick for a retired player of theirs. And he's going to Miami. I want to be careful. There is that potential. I didn't think Jonnu Smith was that great a pick this year before. I mean, I think it was pretty... ran hot with touchdowns, and I think the Dolphins are a puzzle because I think that second half was really not how they want to play, but it worked out for Smith, and I was kind of betting against that happening again. You?
Yeah, I think the bigger news is obviously Jonnu Smith leaving town. People who've already taken him in fantasy or that pick is kind of dead now. I don't know how careful we have to be with Waller, though, because, I mean, what are we spending on him? Our last pick in, like, a best ball draft in, like, the 22nd round or something. I did read recently that, I think it was with the Giants, might have been his last team, and he was talking about how he was running, like, a fullback lead play against the Bills, and it was working. And he's like, what am I doing with my life? Like, why am I leading a fullback, getting my face smacked in by Matt Milano every single play? I'm not going to play football anymore. So maybe they were like, hey, we don't want you to run a fullback lead dive here against the Bills. Just come and catch passes and be the third option. And maybe it'll definitely work. I mean, I don't know what type of shape he's in, but I think you could do worse then taking Darren Waller with your last pick, and now Jonnu Smith and Freiermuth are kind of fantasy is kind of toast for them, I think, this season
with Pittsburgh. You guys are both Red Sox fans, by the way. I don't know if you know that about each other.
I did not know that about you.
As close
you,
as you are,
no. I think as much as I have been sort of making this point over and over and over again, and you would know this, Adam, because I know you listen religiously, that, like, them winning four times like they did between 04 and 18, it took a lot of it out of it for me. Like, I haven't been as into it, but I'm going back to Fenway in mid-August, and I've not been to Fenway Park in more than 25 years. So I'm anticipating that might sort of rekindle my passion for them. Because the ballpark was what drew me to them in the first place when I was 10 years old. I thought the park was really cool. And then really, I got to like the players, but it was the park. So being in the park again might really work for me.
Yeah, it's a great park. It's been around a while. Not much has changed. but yeah, you walk in there and it's really, really cool. I think what would get me fired up again is if, a nice birthday present for yourself might be Henry selling the Red Sox might be nice. Because, or become a Liverpool fan, one or the other, because he seems to care more about his soccer team. They haven't really tried to win since like 2018. So I think that would be really cool because, yeah, I want to compete with the Yankees again as far as payroll is concerned. And I want to really care about those Yankees-Red Sox matchups again.
Yeah, well, the Betts trade, and now Devers on top. Devers didn't hurt as much because I was already kind of dead inside about them to begin with. Betts was the final nail in my coffin for it because that's homegrown, super cool story, great player, and like, no, we're worried about a cliff. He's a little guy. He's going to get banged up or I don't know, whatever the hell they were thinking, but disaster.
Yeah, total disaster. And that was early on, right? That was like right after they'd won the World Series. So now, that was like, oh, okay, well, maybe they got a big plan up their sleeve, but I think the plan was to just slowly sell off all their best players over the next 5 days. I mean, they even had who's the Philly slugger there for a second? I'm losing
Schwarber?
Outfielder Schwarber. They even had Schwarber for a hot second there, and they let him go. Like they could have had a really good team, but yeah, it's not in the cards for them, I guess, until maybe he sells. Who knows?
Listen to Adam artfully bringing us back a little bit. Maybe, I mean, NHL free agency. You've got an owner, multiple teams. Maybe you want him to sell one.
Yeah.
Just hypothetically. Adam, thank you for finding time for us today. Nice seeing you on the weekend, by the way. Scott Fishbowl.
Well, did you tell Bulldog what we got him for his birthday yet, or no?
I thought this was it.
No. Listen, Mike and I got you an all-expenses-paid trip to Ridgemont Country Club in Greece, New York, on a date of your choice to come up and watch me break 90 for the second time in my life. So that's... You just get us a date, and we're gonna make it work.
That'll be great.
I look forward to that. This is real. This isn't like there's not a punchline coming.
This is Adam for you.
This is wonderful. Thank you. I will look forward to that.
That's it. Lock it in.
All right.
Lock it in.
Sweet. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Adam. See ya.
You got it. See you guys.
Adam Krautwurst, Deep End, FFWC. Find his analysis through those parts. Paul, coming up.
I'm doing some counting over here.
Wings?
Sabres forwards under contract. It's more than you can dress for a lineup right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Bad sign?
Right now, Jacob Bryson is in my top six, assuming a Byram trade. So, I'm just saying, I don't know. Including the guy they just signed, and Doan, who they acquired last week, who's absolutely on the team, it's 13 guys. So I don't know about Byram out, forward in. I don't know where you're putting that. Unless one of these guys, maybe somebody is a part of a Byram trade, and that's for Kyrou or something from the Blues, and I got to sweeten it with, you know, your name here. I don't know. Pick one of these 13 dudes. Quinn, Benson, I don't know. But that's a lot of dudes. And they're all, like, it's, you know, NHL contract. I don't even count in Kozak, who's on a two-way deal for this year. He'd make 14.
We should bring that up with Paul. Hamilton joining us after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.